Now the weekly VOA special English program, American Stories. Our story today is called Surviving Adverse Seasons. It was written by Barry Targan. Here is Shep O'Neill to tell you the story.
Abel Harnick was 59 years old when his wife, Estelle, died. Her death was sudden and unexpected, the kind of death you cannot forget. Abel Harnick buried his wife. Then he stopped doing anything. His work, the world, life and all its possibilities were no longer important to him. He had learned quickly that the laws about life he had trusted did not really exist after all. For a year, Abel Harnick did nothing. But one morning he decided to study Latin. He chose Latin because it was a dead language. It would never be important or even useful to him in the years he had left to live. And so Abel Harnick entered a Latin class taught by Sylvia Warren on Monday evenings. Sylvia Warren was thin and small. Her long, straight hair was silver gray. She smiled easily at everything, like a young person. She had taught Latin for 23 years at the local high school. When she was 53, the school stopped offering Latin. Latin was not useful in a world excited by technology and space travel. Sylvia Warren retired. Now she spent her time painting, taking pictures, playing the piano, and visiting with her friends. She also taught Latin to adults at the local high school in the evening. She had never married or even been in love. She wondered about this more than anything else about her life. Men had found her good-looking, and still did. But no one had come along. Ever. During the first Latin class that night, a storm darkened the sky. After class, Abel Harnick walked with Sylvia Warren to the door near the school parking lot. They stood near the open door watching the storm. "It's a bad night to be out," he said. She nodded. "But it can't rain this hard for long," she said. She held her books tightly to her body and disappeared into the rain. When Abel Harnick left the building a few minutes later, he saw her bending over the engine of her car. "It won't start," she said. He looked at the engine. After a moment, he found the problem. "It's the radio static depressor," he said. "Try it now." The car started at once. "Wait," he said. "You might still have problems before you get home. Stop at my house, and I'll fix it for you." He drove home slowly and put his car into the large garage connected to his house. Sylvia Warren drove in after him. Abel Harnick's garage was really a workshop. Here he had all the tools and equipment he needed to create or repair anything. In less than 5 minutes, he fixed her car. "There," he said. better than new. Would you like a cup of coffee? She walked with him to the door that connected the garage to the house. Abel Harnick moved his fingers over a metal square on the door, and it opened. "What are you, Mr. Harnick, a magician?" Sylvia Warren laughed excitedly. "I'm retired," he said, "but I was an inventor. I understood how things worked, and I found ways to make them work better." He told her about the work he had done. He had not spoken so much to someone for a long time. The following Monday evening, Abel Harnick went back to Sylvia Warren's Latin class, and he returned every Monday night. They got to know each other better. Sylvia Warren introduced him to her closest friend, Mildred Latham, who taught biology and collected rare butterflies. One afternoon, the three of them met for coffee. "I think you'd be interested in insects, Mr. Harnick," Mildred Latham told him. "They are a lot like machines. They are fascinating because they are perfectly predictable. You always know what they will do." "I'm too busy," Abel Harnick said sharply. "My head is too full of Latin." He finished his coffee, said goodbye, and left. Halfway home from Mildred Latham's house, he turned around and drove to the local public library. He wanted to find out if she was right when she said insects were perfectly predictable. In one book called The Life of Insects, he learned about diapause. He read, "This condition is a means for surviving adverse seasons. The insect enters a deep sleep. All growth stops, and its body functions slow down. The state of diapause can last for 2 or 3 years, or even longer. But finally, it ends, and the insect awakes to continue its normal life." Abel Harnick closed the book. His days filled up. He studied Latin, visited his daughter and her family once a week. He met with Sylvia Warren and Mildred Latham for dinner often. And when April came, he went with them into the country. The experience was new to Abel Harnick. He knew about engines and machines, but the woods and the river, the animals and the insects of the fields, belonged to another world. He watched Mildred Latham and Sylvia Warren as they explored ahead of him. Sylvia jumped up on a wide, flat rock. Throwing open her arms to the sky, she began reciting Latin poetry to the wild flowers and the blue sky. Abel Harnick smiled and looked up at the sky himself. When he looked down, she was gone. Mildred Latham was running to the rock. He stood up quickly and hurried down the side of the hill to them. Sylvia was lying very still on the ground when he reached her. Mildred Latham was by her side, crying softly. At the hospital, the doctor asked them, "Are you her family?" "No," Mildred Latham said, "there is no family. We are her friends." They were sitting in a small office where they had been waiting for hours. "We don't have all the tests back yet," the doctor continued, "but it looks like a form of lupus erythematosus." "What is that?" Abel Harnick asked. The doctor explained. It was a blood disease that caused the body to attack its own tissues. In time, it killed. "How much time?" Abel Harnick asked. "It's not predictable," the doctor said. "The disease suddenly goes away, and then, just as suddenly, returns. With lupus, you never know." Abel Harnick did not sleep well. He woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, got dressed, and drove to the university 3 hours away. At the university, he went to the library. He took the Latin that he knew and used it to make a gift for her. He wanted to say what he wanted her to know in language better than his own. So he worked his way through books of Latin poetry and stories. When he found a sentence he wanted, he wrote it down in Latin. From Lucretius, he wrote, "Like children trembling in the dark, we sit and are afraid, and all our fears are empty, like the things children imagine in the dark." From Horace, "The ice melts, and spring comes, followed by summer, soon to die. For after her comes autumn, and then back to winter, when nothing moves." From Catullus, her favorite poet, he copied, "If a wished-for thing and a thing past hoping for should come to a man, will he not welcome it the more? Therefore, it is more welcome to me than gold that Lesbia brings back my desire of old." Then he picked up his pen to write to her in his own words. "All of this means that we, like the insects, must die. Death must come to all living creatures. If there is comfort anywhere, it is in the truth, and in the act of these words." Mildred Latham was with her when he came into the hospital room. He handed Sylvia Warren the paper. She read it and cried. Then she dried her eyes. She looked up at him, smiling, and nodded once. And together, they settled down to wait for the long night soon to come.